Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Tuesday already. Blimey. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget, of course, check me out on Drive. Make sure you do. I'll come and get you 4 p.m. today alongside one of my favourite people on the planet. Great working with him as well, Darren Bent. Oh, I didn't see you there. You all right, mate?
How you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing here?
Same as you.
Oh, right, okay, fine. We're going to do one of these, yeah?
Has anyone seen Michael Bill?
Oh, you start with that. Yeah, okay. Well, more on that shortly, actually. JJ, what are we starting with today, though?
Well, Stinks, we're going to get stuck into Monday night game very shortly, but we'll begin with Crystal Palace, who are parted company with Roy Hodgson. They've appointed former Eintracht Frankfurt boss Oliver Glasner. Here's Euro footy expert Kevin Achard to tell us more about Glasner.
What do you think of that appointment, Jay?
Oh, he's mint, Stinks, mint.
Yeah, it was Glasner, not Glasner.
Was it?
I'll just play the tape.
Is this a long-term manager or is it someone that comes in and gets success at quite a short space of time? Because Crystal Palace fans will be looking at this thinking they don't want another Patrick Vieira situation. They want this guy to be the man to take them forward. Is he a long-term option or is it one of those where it's just short-term, he gets a bit of success and then he falls out of favour?
I mean, that's the million-dollar question. If you look at his history, it's been fairly short-term, but I think all he wants is he wants to feel that it's a club moving forward and it's a club that's on the same page as him. Now, whether it's, the fact that he is demanding causes problems, as other successful coaches have, we'll see. But I think he's generally pretty good at forming bonds with players. He's generally pretty good at forming bonds with the fans. And he has been successful. So there's the capability, I think, of this being long-term, but it very much depends on whether Palace and him are on the same page going forward in terms of recruitment, in terms of the style of play and what have you. But I do like him very much. I think he's a very talented guy, very interesting guy, and I think Palace have got a good one.
And that's it. Well, there is trouble at the Palace, but Everton have failed to take full advantage of the power vacuum. A relegation battle lies in prospect for both these sides. Two sides that have been goal-shy for much of the season. Palace have taken the fewest points since November. Everton remain without a win in 2024 in the Premier League. One's only just got a new manager, the other one doesn't have an owner. But apart from that, well, it's great. It's finished. Everton 1, Palace 1.
Sean, in the end, you come away with a point. What was your overall assessment of the performance?
Well, the first half looked like a team who had a new manager sitting in the stand from their point of view, in my opinion. A bit more edge, a bit more sharpness. We didn't supply that ourselves. And then second half, I thought we dealt with it better. More brave with the ball, more brave in possession, asked more questions, created more chances. But we want to make sure the mentality is right throughout the season. I've said that to the players, I've said it in the media, I say it all the time because it's an important factor. We lost our way first half, we were regained it second half. The game lasts 90-odd whatever minutes. The mentality's got to be right throughout. We can find a way to win games, and I thought we so nearly did in the second half. So, well, they're mixed nights, really, I think. Generally, I like what the team side are trying to do. I'd certainly like the squad mentality, people coming off the bench again tonight and affecting the game. So that's an important factor for us going forwards. And we are getting bodies fit again. You know, we are getting Dukes out there. We've asked a lot of him. Only trained this week and in 5 weeks or so. But he'll get fitter, he'll get clearer-minded, and he's still Johnny on the spot, nearly next to goal. Did well to keep it out, actually.
Yeah, that was Sean Dyche speaking after the game. How are you feeling about Everton right now?
They are a bit of a boring club, haven't they? They have been for a while. You know, Everton's one of the oldest football clubs in the country, right?
Yeah.
It is one of the biggest clubs in the country. Like, when I grew up in the 80s watching Everton, right, they were winning European Cups, they were winning the old First Division,
yeah.
FA Cups.
Yeah.
Now look at them. Do you know what, right? I'm looking at the bottom of the table. And I think over the last 10 years, you'd rather be a Luton Town fan than an Everton fan.
No.
In the last 10 years, you'd rather support Luton. This year, you'd rather support Luton. You'd rather watch Luton play. There's an energy, a zip. There's a fight, a spirit. Everton, they just aren't they?
Luton Town, you know, they're in the Premier League now, but they've been
in the mud for years, and they've made a big comeback. They got promoted from non-league. Then they get promoted from League Two into League One. They've been doing all that in the last 10 years. Now look at them. Now they're going toe to toe with like big heads like Chelsea. They give Chelsea a bit of a bloody nose. Man United yesterday, Liverpool, Arsenal. You know, they're giving up Man City. They're giving all the Everton.
So what you're saying, Everton are a bad football club to be a fan of?
I reckon they're a hard club to follow, mate. I reckon if you're an Everton fan, it's a tough club to support. And I'm not, you know, I'm just talking about the way that what they've had, what's happened to them. What have Everton done in the last decade?
TalkSport Daily.
Championship side Sunderland have sacked Michael Beale after just 12 games in charge.
Well, to be fair, after he left Albert Square, I've not heard
that
much of
him. That was Ian Beale. But this is Michael Beale. Here's Macam supporter and podcaster Andy Dawson reacting to the news.
Since he left the stage, Stinks. Dawson, mate.
That was Les Dawson. This is Andy Dawson.
Oh, Stinks, I know who you're talking about. I loved his creak.
No, that was Dawson's creak on Channel 4.
Michael Beale got the job kind of because he was available and you'd assume keen and cheap.
I mean, I sometimes think some of these managers that they're good at PowerPoint.
Yeah, good interview. They go in there and
they've got all the washing sounds and there's stuff spinning in and out. Okay, where will we be in 5 years' time? Whoosh! And you think, oh, blimey, that was impressive. And you're sitting there with, you've got another manager, you think, well, he's been around a long time, he's very experienced, but his PowerPoint was very poor. I just think there's some people that, some managers over, they just interview well.
Yeah, it could be a cliche that maybe, but there's some truth in it because the ownership of the club at the minute, some of the things they come out with in their official correspondence and the lines they say, they've got what they describe as an obsession with progression. and they keep going on about high performance culture. And that's the kind of thing you get from contestants on The Apprentice. that's the kind of level.
It's true.
You get, and it's not what you really want from someone who's going to try and coach your football team up into the Premier League.
TalkSport Daily.
Here's two former Premier League managers, Graham Souness and Alan Pardew, discussing Manchester United's Marcus Rashford and whether he can be considered a top player. Why do they always say top player? I always say top manager. Never just say top.
No, you're right. I don't know.
When I look at Rashford, I'm thinking you've got everything to be a top player, but he's not. You know, he's a top, in my opinion, a top player turns up every time they go out and play a game of football. That's not Marcus Rashford. Marcus Rashford doesn't turn up season by season. Great season last year, I think it was 30 goals, 5 goals this year. So he's not turning up even every season.
It's the character of the player that is more at question rather than the technical ability of the player. Because the technical ability of the player, I think we all agree, is there.
Now, following England's dismal defeat, Stink, did you see that?
Oh.
Had our pants pulled down the third test to India.
Have you? Oh, they did.
They had their pants pulled down badly. Some top pundits have criticised the tourists' reckless tactics.
Former England spinner Graham Swan. Swanny. You like a swan, don't you?
Swanny is a great nickname.
Yeah. He jumped to the defence of Ben Stokes' side.
Swans don't jump.
And Bazball as well.
Bazballs definitely don't jump.
No, they don't.
We are English, and so yes, we are absolutely overreactive to this. It's our nature. I'm a huge believer in the way England played. Call it Bazball, call it proactive cricket, whatever you want to call it. Over the last couple of years, we've won more test matches than we have for donkeys. And when it doesn't go right, it does look like an absolute car crash, I'll give you that. Yesterday's was a very messy end to a test match. But I'm with Ben Stokes when he says, look, this is our brand of cricket. It's not always going to work, but we're going to stick to our guns. So I think if we're going to accept things like that brilliant Ben Duckett 100 on day two, that, you know, 10 years ago, it'd have been kicked out and chased out of the country for batting like that. But if we're going to accept that, we've got to accept that it's going to go, you know, bellies up every now and again. Joe Root might get caught out like that, and we get soundly beaten. I think we've overreacted badly.
TalkSport Daily.
Back to Football Now Stinks. Here's Darren Bent, your best buddy on Drive.
Oh, what a great show that is. Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show, 4-7 weekdays. Check it out.
Claiming Sheffield United's Mason Holgate should be banned for 5 matches for his horror challenge on Mitoma.
If he wants to hit him with a tackle to let him know that he's going to be in for a game, you know full well you can't tackle like that because there's 100 cameras, there's VAR, there's so many different ways you're going to get caught. So I don't know how he thought he was ever going to get away with that challenge.
Let me ask you, so one of the things we were talking about earlier on is a 3-game ban enough, right? I don't think it is.
For that, it's okay. Not.
Here's what I think should happen. What do you think? I think retrospectively, they should decide the length of ban once they know the injury. Mm. Okay? That goes against what I'm saying here because Mitoma thankfully just stood up and carried on playing.
Which is crazy.
Right, but I do think that if he would have broken his leg, right, God forbid, if he would have broken his leg and he's out for 10 months,
yeah.
I think that Holgate's ban should be longer than 3 games.
Yeah. Listen, I agree that shouldn't be... That's not a 3-game or 2-game ban. No way. It should be longer than that.
What do you think that ban should be?
5, maybe.
5 games.
But then, again, if you start... And this is the problem. Like you then start going through old challenges and you start looking at new challenges. And if someone's a bit late and they rake it down the side of the Achilles or something, then all of a sudden people are going to go, see, look at that. But that one there from Holgate, he was just completely out of control. Off the ground, high, reckless, could have endangered the opponent late.
Well, not even late. Well, the ball wasn't even there.
No, it was an awful challenge.
TalkSport Daily.
Here's some classic clips of the week with Hawksby and Jacobs.
Oh, I love what they do with this stage. Where they go back to 2021?
A little bit further back than that, actually.
2018?
A few years before, actually.
Oh, 16.
Keep going.
10?
A bit more.
9?
Keep going.
8?
Yep.
7?
Yep.
6?
Yep.
5?
Yep.
3?
The one up.
4.
Play the tape.
Back to Alan Brazil and Graham Beecroft now, coming back from an ad break.
Brilliant. Gets you going, Beaky,
does it?
Very good. Still the old blood.
It certainly does, Al, no question about that. Use that music as, you know, when you do a package, use that music quite a few times.
Okay. I'd rather not known that, really, Beaky.
You're doing a
don't
package.
Need to take us into that room in the house. It's an odd musical choice, isn't it?
Wow. It's ridiculous. Staying with Beaky, here he is singing a bit of classic Al Jolson on Breakfast.
It just keeps rolling along.
Brilliant, brilliant. Beecky gives a rendition early doors in the first hour. Absolutely brilliant.
Al Robeson, who was an absolute star.
Yeah. Al Robeson?
It was Paul Robeson and Al Jolson, but it was Paul Robeson.
It was Paul Robeson, but also...
It wasn't Al Robeson.
Beecky singing along with Paul Robeson, they don't really speak in the same range, I wouldn't think.
Not really.
No. Duet. And finally...
It's Mansfield 1.
Yeah. Northampton 0. Sorry, Mansfield 0. And finally, sticking with music, it's Rodney Marsh and Adrian Durham on Drive.
The Jam going underground. Boogie. That's not that. I reckon the record of the week is Pass the Douche by Musical Youth.
Pass the Douche. Yeah, I think we'll draw a veil over that. Pass the Dutchie, Rod. I think that's
I think
the,
you'll find it was, yeah.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, in the last episode, you may recall this blooper. Oh, from TalkSport reporter Alan Biggs. Oh, Biggsy, what's he like?
Is there any prospect of getting Archer and Cameron Diaz back quickly?
Cameron like Diaz.
Yeah.
I'm back now. She can play up front for us, Biggsy.
We'll take care of Biggsy any day.
We'll keep that in.
Yeah, we'll keep that in.
We'll keep that in.
I like that. Little you bit brought of a, me up for yeah. like 5 seconds, mate.
Ben Brereton Diaz.
Yeah, you've got it.
Cameron,
I know you've got
Cameron
it.
Archer.
I know. An old gunslinger like you has got it.
Anyway, Stinks, I told you, mate, I started watching Peaky Blinders. It's great. We've got our own Danny Murphy and PSG player, Kylian Mbappe. I didn't know they were in that, Stinks.
I think you mean Kylian Murphy, mate, not Kylian Mbappe.
What, Kylian Murphy played for PSG? Stinks, you made a right fool of yourself there, mate. No way he played for them.
TalkSport Daily.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today alongside Darren Bent.
I'm back on the Sports Bar from 10. There'll be another one of these Talksport 10. But there's another one of these Talksport Daily Productions out first thing in the morning. Yeah, yeah. So make sure you hit your 5-star review button. Hit the hit that, and then you hit the notification, and then you hit the like button, and then you hit that.
Ow.
Just keep hitting the...
Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been Talksport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.